CBS News Brief. Jamaica is bracing for what could be the most powerful hurricane to ever hit the island. Category 5 Hurricane Melissa. Meteorologist Grant Gilmore is tracking the storm.
Those hurricane force winds likely begin to arrive as we go overnight tonight into early tomorrow morning. That's when the worst of the conditions will begin. It'll be a long night and a long day tomorrow.
It could unleash catastrophic flooding. Day 27 of the government shutdown, and World Central Kitchen is feeding furloughed federal workers, as Natalie Brand reports.
They were prepared to pass out up to 3,000 meals today. They say that they will continue this effort until there is some sort of breakthrough over on Capitol Hill.
The federal food assistance program could pause on Saturday. More than 40 million Americans rely on SNAP to help buy food. Nearly 3,000 flights were delayed. Air traffic controllers will miss their first full paychecks tomorrow. CBS News Brief.
This report on 540 WAUK is sponsored by Horizons Law Firm. Learn more about divorce coaching online at horizonslaw.com.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. In Milwaukee today, Governor Tony Evers held a community discussion on the dangers of the federal government shutdown, highlighting health care and food support programs. At the MLK branch of the library, Evers said today that without extending the Affordable Care Act's premium tax credits, health insurance costs will spike sharply next year. The governor also talked about the food share program funding being nearly depleted. He and other local leaders called on the GOP to reopen the government. Republicans say they've repeatedly voted to keep the government open. Cannabis conversations continue in Wisconsin, with interesting comments made this weekend on WISN 12's Upfront program. State Senate President Mary Felskowski, Republican from northeastern Wisconsin, says Speaker Robin Voss can't decide on where he stands on medical marijuana. She told Upfront that Voss has flip-flopped several times, from calling it promising to declaring it dead. Felskowski says the Senate will push ahead with or without assembly support. She expects to start counting votes on medical marijuana once the proposal moves out of committee early next year. Wildfire risk is high in Wisconsin this fall. The DNR says this month there have been more than 50 fires burning 20 acres. The DNR says they'll continue to monitor conditions. Milwaukee's biggest road project in decades is getting started this week, and you better get used to it. Construction starts this week on the I-94 East-West rebuild, a $1.7 billion effort stretching over 7 years. The plan calls for wider lanes, redesigned interchanges, and removal of part of the Holly Road exit. The DOT says all lanes won't fully be reopened again until 2032. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Packers shut down the Steelers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Pittsburgh, where the Packers beat the Steelers 35-25. Green Bay fell behind 16-7 at the half. Quarterback Jordan Love.
You know, when we came in the locker room at halftime, you know, the message was that we just weren't finishing. We weren't executing our plays, and we weren't locked in on doing the everybody's 111. So, you know, there's plays being made, and I think we just weren't executing those, and we weren't able to stay on the field. So, you know, I think the first half went by really fast for us as an offense. We had one scoring drive, and so I think the message was just, do your job, lock in, and execute.
At one point, Love had completed 20 consecutive passes. Aaron Rodgers on why the Steelers' offense stalled in the second half.
Yeah, we had too many penalties, too many negative yardage plays, and then I wasn't accurate enough on third down, and we weren't creating enough space. But we'll look at the film, and you know, we'll get better, and we got a good team coming in next week.
NBA, the Bucks with a loss on the road to the Cavaliers, 118-113, despite Giannis with 40 points. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Not just headlines, insight. Not just noise, conversation. 540 WAUK is your home for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price, mostly sunny with an east breeze for your Monday afternoon. Highs in the mid-50s. Overnight, mostly clear skies and temperatures dropping to the middle 40s. On Tuesday, more clouds will gather. Highs in the upper 50s. Some showers Tuesday night. Right now, it's 51.
50% of marriages end in divorce. Many of you listening may need our services. I'm Michelle Fitzgerald, founder of Horizons Law Group in Brookfield. Every divorce is different, so we offer a range of options, including flat fee, limited scope, mediation, and traditional divorce services. Don't go it alone. Educate yourself. Call Horizons Law Group, 262-432-3600, or visit horizonslaw.com. Horizons Law Group, where we educate, collaborate, mediate, or litigate to serve you best.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Dustin Mack from Appleton's History Museum at the Castle. We talk Wisconsin Dells ghost boat tours, and musician Strategic joins me in studio. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Alba along Mr. Aaron Zummers, our producer and engineer on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome in hour two of the big broadcast here on a Monday, October 27th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to have you along here at the world headquarters of Civic Media downtown Madison at the intersection of State and Fairchild. Zommers, let's take a look at the old Sam Davison street cam. Look at that. A beautiful, beautiful fall day. Leaves, still a few golden leaves on the trees down here in downtown Madison. Sun now kind of lower in the sky, so reflecting off the buildings across the street where many of my coffee dreams died. True story, isn't
many.
It?
Many.
Not all, but many. Yeah, great day. Great day to be out. I love the kind of just jacket. Isn't this the quintessential jacket weather, Zommers?
Yes, and I'm all here for it because, you know, for so much of the year, as somebody who is chronically overheated, I can basically just wear a t-shirt.
Right.
And now I can finally wear other things, except also not because now it's hot in the office.
Now, and you've heard us talk about this for many years or many months, a couple of years. The studio that we were doing the show in, and it's a lovely studio, don't get me wrong, but more so are the office that Zommers and I share. There's an event, and it was often like an ice box, in there. And so it was a chilling experience. And so you have to bundle up. And now last week there was a big brouhaha meeting, and they changed it, the HVAC, and now I may have to start doing the second hour of the show shirtless.
I don't even know how, because it was my understanding that the thermostat here was kind of just like, all right, you can change it, but no matter what you do, it's going back unless you can figure out some arcane hex to put on it or something. Like, it seemed like
so now the question is, which do we prefer it, an ice box or a sauna?
Ice box.
You're more in the ice box category.
Oh, yeah. What's worse? Sauna, for sure.
For you, absolutely. All right. Well, Zommers and I will deal with our first world problems. Dealing with a hoarse voice. I apologize for that. We're working on getting it fixed. So hopefully in the near future. And also many thanks to Jane Matinere. How about that? Our friend and colleague. You can hear her and Greg Bach every morning from 9 until 11.
Monday through Friday,
as it turns out, on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm going to join Jane and Greg tomorrow at 9:30. As long as I can keep track of the days. Always a good time. Coming up on this hour of the program, going to give you a little Halloween. Do you say Halloween or Halloween?
I've just always said Halloween, even though Halloween, that's probably Halloween. Wrong, but I don't know.
I know. I think you're probably right. I say Hallow a lot.
I think that's Halloween. Right, because it's All Hallows Eve.
Oh, all right. Halloween economics. I was up at Richland Center this weekend. Mom has her Halloween candy. All she's got it late. She's counted the pieces. It's in the proper, what you call it, baskets or bowls to give out. And so I'm encouraging Brady and Brandon Ewing to get their kids there early and get a couple for themselves. They trick or treat the neighborhood. So mom's all set to go. And so it turns out the average American spends $296 a year for Halloween.
That's crazy. Is that saying like, because I imagine that's counting a parent with five kids who, you know, going all crazy. We'll find out.
We'll break it down. We'll break it down for you here in a little bit. So we'll talk about that. We also have a what's worse for you, and going to give you some news from CBS and also some Jay Rothman news. The UW system president back in the news last week. We didn't have a chance to cover that important stuff, so we'll get to that. But first, 10 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock, time once again for a Wisconsin fun fact.
Wisconsin, land of beauty, with your hillsides and your plains.
That's right. It's time for another Wisconsin fun fact. On this date, October 27th, 1909, a major explosion at the Pabst Brewery in Milwaukee destroyed three floors of the brewery, and it left everyone in the blast radius smelling like the old Anchor Inn on Atwood Avenue. And that's how we play Wisconsin Fun Fact. I didn't know about the blast in the brewery.
I didn't know.
That's real. That part's real.
And the blast at the brewery, okay. Don't be confused with the bash at the brewery. That's an event. That's a holiday event. You know, the blast at the brewery, different thing entirely.
By the way, did you know it's National American Beer Day today?
I didn't know that, but now I'm going to have to celebrate.
There's a national day for everything. Our friend Pat Kreitlow and Parker Olson on Kreitlow Up North Mornings. it's just mornings with Pat Kreitlow from 6 until 9 every morning. He was talking about this. It's National American Beer Day today. So raises a glass to the rich American beer making history and those who savor continued traditions. Pour your favorite pint with millions. Enjoy the storied brews across the nation and right here in Wisconsin.
Imagine Pat's going to go to Wine and Kugel's.
Probably. Or maybe go across the lake to the Mallard and sit and, you know, really it's just show research at this point. So have a pint of your favorite American or better yet, Wisconsin beer today. Maybe I'll go home and have a little Spotted Cow. I've still got a couple of cans of this year's strawberry rhubarb.
Ooh, those are always tasty.
Yeah. I don't drink a lot of fruited beers. It's usually just like a straight old Spotted Cow or maybe a High Life, a Miller High Life, the champagne of beers. But when I get the fruity beers, it's hard to beat the strawberry rhubarb from New Glarus Brewing. By the way, I was in New Glarus on Friday. Big shout out and thanks to the Dirty Dog Tap House in New Glarus. Stopping there, Kurt and Florcy took me out for my birthday last week. We had a couple of pints. We started the evening out at the Dirty Dog, and then we went up the hill to
Bailey's Run.
Thank you. Bailey's Run Winery. And the distillery there is open as well as the winery. And we went to the distillery side where they do a great Friday night fish fry. So I had some great fish with Kurt and Florcy. So many thanks to them. That was a good time had by all, as Ken Lewis is fond of saying. What should we do here? Should we do the thing or should we do something else? I don't know what. Because I want to get, let's get into this a little bit just for a minute. We'll try to come back to this a little bit later on in the show. News this morning, late morning, or little afternoon today, and I'm sad to hear this, sad to read it. It's in USA Today today on the online version. CBS Evening News is going through another shakeup. John Dickerson, who took over as the co-anchor of CBS's Evening News broadcast in January following the departure of Nora O'Donnell, is leaving the network at the end of the year. Dickerson shared the news on an Instagram post today. Quote, I am extremely grateful for all that CBS gave me, the work, the audience's attention, and the honor of being a part of the network's history. And I am grateful to my dear colleagues who made me a better journalist and a better human. I will miss you, Dickerson wrote. He also serves as CBS News's chief political analyst. He did not share a reason for his departure, but will continue to co-anchor the CBS Evening News until the holidays. According to the network. The news comes weeks after Barry Weiss was named editor-in-chief of CBS News, an unconventional pick for the role, my editorial comment, to say the least, given her lack of experience in broadcast journalism. Weiss founded the Free Press, a media company that was acquired by CBS's parent company, Paramount Skydance, and was previously an op-ed editor and writer for the New York Times. Dickerson's departure also marks the latest big change at CBS Evening News after O'Donnell left as anchor in January. She announced her exit in July of last year when she said it was time to do something else after 12 years at CBS. She's now one of the people at 60 Minutes. Dickerson anchors the current edition of CBS Evening News with Maurice Dubois as they replaced O'Donnell earlier this year. I think this is a big loss for CBS, and of course, we've talked about this at length in the show, the changing national media, the legacy media. John Dickerson was one of the straight shooters. His mom worked at CBS News back in the day. He took over, of course, for Bob Schieffer initially at Face the Nation when Schieffer stepped down, and Dickerson did a great job with that. And then they had the shakeup after Charlie Rose got caught up in the Me Too movement. And so they decided to take Dickerson off of Face the Nation and move him to CBS News, or the morning show, CBS This Morning, where he never really quite felt like he was in his comfort zone. And so then they took him and put him at 60 Minutes, and then they moved him to the anchor chair at CBS Evening News. And they've tried to do this more 60 Minutes-ish version where they do longer form stories instead of the quick hits. I watch it. It's okay. I can see why a lot of people who are traditional evening news viewers, I know that's a smaller market now. I can see why that's not their thing. But now CBS, after being bought by Skydance, or Paramount being bought by Skydance, which owns CBS News, they've changed things. And I think this is one of the first big changes of Dickerson, whether he was pushed out, whether he said, this is for me, I don't know. We're going to come back to this in a different way, hopefully on the show yet, because other news today from TheGuardian.com, ex-60 Minutes producer Bill Owens says bosses discouraged him from covering Gaza and Donald Trump. Could that have been part of the reason, a forbearer of why Dickerson, John Dickerson, is going to be leaving CBS News? We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. But right now at 18 past the hour, 3 o'clock, time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that,
this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that.
Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize, money involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard on all 10 news, weather, sports stations, talk stations of the Civic Media Radio Network. Timely indeed. We're getting to the end of grilling season, but boy, anytime the Packers are playing, and Badgers as well, but we'll say Packers for now, grilling. I mean, how many great tailgates do you have at Lambeau Field? Or people just get together and say we're going to tailgate in our garage on the big screen and watch the Packer game. And one of the main things, Umbers, is brats. People love it with this state to grill a brat.
Oh, absolutely. My favorite version of tailgating is when you're out ice fishing. And you bring a grill out, and it feels so good because you're so cold.
Casper, one of our great engineers, says on YouTube, it's always grilling season. All
right. You're brave enough.
And that's right. So here's the category today. What's worse, Johnsonville brats or Clemens brats? Johnsonville brats or Clemens brats? What's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. I know I'm getting myself into controversial territory here, but we'll ask the hard questions. Johnsonville or Clements Bratz, what's worse? We'll discuss it after this. 855-752-4842. And tell you about Halloween economics later on as well. It's the All Balls Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation. 540 WAUK.
This Week in Waukesha, a weekly podcast presentation of WAUK.
Hey, it's downtown Donnie Brown, and this week in Waukesha, we are acting locally, thinking globally, talking about the mayoral election, which has suddenly become a little bit more crowded with the announcement of City Council President Alicia Halbenslaven announcing her candidacy for mayor, challenging Scott Allen.
Find This Week in Waukesha at WAUKradio.com. Go to the website and search This Week in Waukesha from 540 WAUK.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The Trump Department of Justice announced October 24th it would deploy election monitors at five California counties on November 4th. DOJ says it is to ensure transparency and ballot security, but most of the counties are heavily Latino, competitive, or lean liberal, and the Proposition 50 redistricting question is on the ballot. In a statement, U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi said, "We will commit the resources necessary to ensure the American people get the fair, free, and transparent elections they deserve." Proposition 50 would suspend California's Independent Redistricting Commission until 2030, allowing the legislature to gerrymander more Democratic congressional seats, countering five Texas seats gerrymandered at President Trump's request. Kern, Riverside, Fresno, Orange, and Los Angeles counties were targeted, largely blue or toss-up counties. CalMatters reports that Fresno, Kern, and Riverside counties are majority Latino. A poll shows 54% of Latinos support Proposition 50. Governor Gavin Newsom had warned that the Trump administration might deploy ICE agents at the polls, a charge the administration denies. Quoted in CalMatters, Christian Arana of the Latino Community Foundation said, "These are citizens of this country, and if they are concerned about immigration or any type of federal presence at in-person voting sites, that is alarming." We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, Charlie.
You startled me.
What you cooking?
Nothing.
Those look like Johnsonville brats.
No, come on. I know a Johnsonville brat when I see one.
They're not Johnsonville.
They are Johnsonville brats.
I love them. Could you come back tomorrow, please? Oh, please don't do that.
Charlie Murphy's cooking Johnsonville brats! Johnsonville brats!
Folks can't resist the simply great taste of Johnsonville brats.
One of the most iconic television ads in the state of Wisconsin. The Johnsonville brat ad where the guy yells it off the dock and all the boats come in because Charlie Murphy's cooking Johnsonville brats. I love that ad.
Me too. The guy who yells it off the dock, at least in this version of the video, also really looks like a guy that my dad goes fishing with. So that's
really
funny too.
That's really funny.
It's not him, yeah, but it looks like him.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 23 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Asking today is what's worse? The category is Johnsonville brats or Clemens brats? Johnsonville brats or Clemens brats? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Mark in Prairie-du-Sac on the text line says, "Depends. Is Charlie Murphy cooking them? I hear Johnsonville, and I remember that annoying commercial."
Yeah, he sent that in before we played this, so it seems like he remembers it a little differently than you do.
Well, it's one of those things, it's like a song. It gets stuck in your head. And then people just keep saying it over and over and over. You know, what are you cooking today? Oh, we got some Johnsonville brats. Hey, well, so-and-so's got John. And then people get goofy with it, and that annoys some people.
find it kind of funny. Lots of this is. I love it when we hit on something that people have strong feelings for. We're going to get to all these. So give us a call, 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or you could text us on the app. Download it today at your Apple or Android device. Go to your app store. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. Media takes less than a minute to download it. It is free. It's what Gail King at CBS, for now, calls a deal. Let's go to Tom, listening on WMDX here in Madison. Tom, Johnsonville Brats or Clemens Brats, what's worse? Tom, are you there? Hello, Tommy. Well, hello.
You must have lost him. But,
Tommy. Tom, text back or call us back.
Before, us back. I can also just share what he said.
Well, let's wait till he calls
okay,
back.
Okay, sounds
let's wait
till
he calls back. Let's go off to the stream here. And PJ, very strong opinion here, says Clements are throw-up emoji. So I guess Clements are worse. He says you could I did not know this. PJ on YouTube says, you can taste the difference between the two brands, and Clements has a really weird, in my opinion, fake taste. Now, I didn't know a brat's could have a fake taste. We may
well, anything can have a fake taste.
I think we need to run this up to the 12th floor. I think we need a budget for brat summers, and we need to do a taste test on the show.
I think that's absolutely what we should do.
Because we don't want to be putting out misinformation.
Exactly. It's for you, the listeners.
Right. What's worse, Johnsonville brats or Clemens brats? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or text us on the Civic Media app, YouTube, Twitter, Twix, or Facebook. Casper on YouTube says, Johnsonville is worse only because of their political affiliations. I did not know that. Now, see, and I'm kind of a, I was going to use a word I probably shouldn't on the air. I'm kind of a weak-kneed on this because, I don't know. I mean, I'll buy some products based on a company's political affiliations, but if it's like something I really, really like, it's pretty hard for me to boycott something because, like I don't know, like I Reese's peanut butter cups. I'm not going to stop eating those because of if I'm not even sure what their affiliation is.
It's a lot easier when it's stuff you've never had. Like I've never been to Chick-fil-A, and I just
right,
won't.
Right, right.
I don't know what I'm missing out on.
No, that's a good okay. Right. If it's something you really like, but I don't know. Good point. PJ says you could taste the difference. Oh, we already read that one. Heather checking in up there in beautiful Chippewa Falls, listening on WCFW the Tap, says wow. And this is, I've not heard this yet. Johnsonville or worse, she says. The last two packs we purchased do not cook right over the fire. No more pop of the skin. They're dry inside. Terrible. We found out, is this true? They recently, Johnsonville, changed their recipe. I have been a faithful customer. No more. Yuck. Wow. Strong opinion from the little sister there. I didn't know that. I did not know that. What's worse, Johnsonville or Clemens Brats? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the text line. Dana in La Crosse on WLCX says, Clemens just tastes like lesser quality. The texture as well. It seems they fill their sausages loosely compared to other companies. Well, all right, there, texture is important. Like, I don't like a brat that's, like, lumpy inside, like the meat's lumpy. I like a smoother inside brat, if that makes sense.
Right, yeah. A little.
Right.
Yeah. So you like it more ultra-processed, if you will. Not necessarily.
I don't know, maybe. I'll tell you this. A, I like a well-done brat. Like, if that thing is, like, almost black, give it to me. Because I like a crisp. Well, I hate.
The crispiness
it's
is
like,
nice.
I hate, like a pale brat. Looks like it's never seen sunlight, you know? And then when you bite into it, the innards come out, and then you're left with, like, a you're left with a skin on the front of it. It's just.
Yeah.
It's just, you don't want that.
No, it's definitely. When it's, like, boiled.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to boil. You can boil it before, but put it on the freaking
right.
Grill and grill that baby. Brett Brown Deer, listening on WAUK in Milwaukee. Now, this is great. He says, I lived in Germany for 3 years, and Johnsonville brats are more like the German brat, but I love them both. I'll say Clemens is a tiny bit worse. All right, Brett, I wonder if that was pre or post changing of the of the recipe there for Johnsonville. Chris in beautiful Sun Prairie, listening on WMDX, says Johnsonville brats are the worst because they have MSG in them, which is different than MTG. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
All right, boy, we see you on the lines. Do not hang up, as Matt Flynn likes to say. What's worse, Johnsonville brats or Clemensville brats? Clemens brats. I'll get it straightened out. Farm News is next. More on the other side. It's the All Bulls Show on Civic Media.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 540 WAUK.
Stay connected to the stories shaping your community and Wisconsin. Listen to it all right here on 540 WAUK and on the Civic Media app.
Comment period is over for the livestock fee increases proposed by the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. In some cases, the increase would be up to 1,700%. And while DATCAP has the rulemaking authority to go through with its proposal, the state legislature is setting up a bill to keep prices where they are for Wisconsin livestock markets, dealers, truckers, and ultimately producers. I'm Stephanie Hoff, along with you on a Monday. This is the Midwest Farm Report. Representative Travis Tranel chairs the Assembly Agriculture Committee. He tells us more about the legislation he's helped author to combat a potential fee increase.
That would put the current fees into statute, meaning that DATCAP would not be able to raise them because they are now law. Obviously, it's very unlikely that the governor would sign this bill because DATCAP is his agency. But it does give us, as members of the legislature, an opportunity to, one, take an official stance, and two, if we would have to move forward with this proposal, it would force other members of the legislature to have to vote.
The hope is that the bill won't be needed and DATCAP does not put the increases of up to 1,700% on the ag industry. The board is mulling over that decision now as it reviews the public comments. You can listen to the full conversation with Representative Travis Tranel on our podcast page at MidwestFarmReport.com or the Midwest Farm Report app. I've got a look at your closing markets after this.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Equity Livestock Cooperative, marketing your livestock, financing your operation, and supporting the livestock community since 1922. And to Cleary Building Corp. Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Instagram.
From sugar beet fields to dairy facilities, producers count on an operating line of credit from Ag Country Farm Credit Services to help make their operations more profitable. With multi-year commitment options, digital tools and remote deposit, and the ability to only borrow what you need when you need it, our operating line of credit makes financing your needs easier. Visit agcountry.com/lineofcredit or call 800-450-9858 to learn more. Terms apply. See website for details.
With trade negotiations happening between the United States and Southeast Asia and China, soybeans are seeing a lift. From Chicago, November new crop beans are up 25.5 cents, closing at 10.67¼. December new crop corn up a nickel and a half at 4.28¾. And July 2026 new crop wheat is up 14.5 cents, closing at 5.64½. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This report on WAUK is sponsored by Pickleball Kingdom, just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls. Pickleball Kingdom.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price, mostly sunny with an east breeze for your Monday afternoon. Highs in the mid-50s. Overnight, mostly clear skies and temperatures dropping to the middle 40s. On Tuesday, more clouds will gather. Highs in the upper 50s. Some showers Tuesday night. Right now, it's 51.
Pickleball is the fastest growing sport in America, and you've never seen a facility like Pickleball Kingdom in Menominee Falls. With 17 professional indoor courts in a massive 60,000 square foot space. New to the game? Try a free Pickleball 101 lesson. Need gear? The on-site pro shop got you covered.
This is Donald Driver. After a game of playing, listen, come hang out at our bar.
Just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls. Follow Pickleball Kingdom, Menominee Falls on Instagram and Facebook.
Listen to the Civic Media exclusive podcast, Busted Pencils.
I mean, that comes naturally for me, Jacob, as a blue-collar scholar. I really love knowing, hey, what are the skills I need to complete the job? And how can I be the very best? I really think that we owe it to the next generation. And I don't even mean just young people, but anybody thinking about, hey, I'm going to change my career pathway. I think we owe it to them to say, well, here are the experts in your industry.
Subscribe to Busted Pencils wherever you listen to podcasts.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by the chief economist for the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. We talk about the shutdown status and what challenges Americans face with the removal of the ACA subsidies. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
In heaven, there is no beer. That's why we drink it here. And when we're gone from here, all our friends will be drinking all our beer.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 minutes now, past the hour of 3 o'clock. It is National American Beer Day. Nicely done there, Zommers. Have yourself, better yet, a Wisconsin beer. Break out a little Leinenkugel's if you're up north, or some Spotted Cow by New Glarus Brewery. All kinds of other great local breweries across the state of Wisconsin. Enjoy a Wisconsin beer. And what goes better than... with beer that are brought, Summers?
A brat and baseball.
Oh, and baseball. All right, that's fair enough. We're going to finish up a little what's worse here for you, and then we're going to get into a little bit more serious news. We didn't have time last week to get to this, a story in the Wisconsin State Journal on UW System President Jay Rothman. Sounds like every time I say his name, Jay Rothman, In the back of my head, I hear the Darth Vader music. Dun, 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 dun. Yes. Yes, that's very true. Nicely done, Thomas. Because when you hear Jay Rothman, you know your campus is going to be closed. If you see him, and he doesn't, but he sends out like Darth Sidious. His minions to visit these satellite campuses. He doesn't.
I am the campus.
Rothman doesn't actually visit them. He sends out his Darth Sidiouses to do his evil bidding. He just stays at the Death Star on the 17th floor.
Although, really, I mean, it's the other way around. Darth Sidious sends out.
All
Darth
right,
Vader,
well, whatever.
It's neither here.
Yeah. It's a serious subject, but look, you gotta laugh and have a little bit of fun. All right, let's finish this up. This is a great category. Lots of opinions today. What's worse, Johnsonville brats or Clemens brats? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Mark in Prairie Sac, listening on WMDX in Madison. Mark, Johnsonville brats or Clemens brats? What's worse? Are you there, Mark? Maybe that line isn't working today. We've got a bad line. All right, Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, let's try this. Ollie, Johnsonville brats or Clemens brats? What's worse?
Yeah, something's not working.
So here's what they do. They sit down. We have these meetings. You understand? We have these meetings. And they say, okay, we're going to look at your numbers. And we're going to see what kind of streaming numbers do you have? What kind of Arbitron numbers, Nielsen numbers do you have? And how many calls do you get? How many texts do you get? And they grade us on all this. You understand? My employment is based largely on my numbers. Now, how in the world, Summers, are we supposed to have good numbers when our phone lines don't work?
Well, I rebooted it, so if you're on the line, hang on. I will get to your call when I can.
All right. See, it's rigged. I'm telling you, the whole thing is rigged. 855. Well, give us a call. It may work. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. In the meantime, while Zommers is trying to reboot our phone lines, let's go to the text line. That seems to be working. What's worse, Johnsonville or Clemens brought Ron, listening in Milwaukee on WAUK. Of the two, I pick Clemens. Superior to both is Fort Atkinson-based Jones's Sausage. Well, all three seem to my senses to have fiddled with their recipes as they jockey for market position. Jones is increasingly hard to find in the Milwaukee area, and the only reliable source are Century Food Stores themselves, a waning presence. Now, there's a connoisseur of brats. Ron, listening in Milwaukee on AUK. Thank you very much, Ron. This is the What's Worse category. What's Worse, Johnsonville or Clemens Brats? Try the phone lines, 855-752-4842, or text us on the Civic Media app. Let's see. Judy, listening in beautiful East Troy on WAUK Milwaukee, says, I was raised with Usinger's and Clemens, not Johnsonville. All right, very southeast Wisconsin there. Dana, up on WLCX in beautiful La Crosse along the banks of the old Mississippi River, says Clemens just tastes like lesser quality. The texture as well. Oh, I think we read that one already there. We got Chris. All right, so let's go. Let's try the phone lines here. we've brought in the voodoo doll to try to fix this. Mike in Spring Green, listening on WRCE in Richland Center. Mike, Johnsonville brats or Clemens brats? What's worse? Mike, if you can hear me, I'm terribly sorry. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do it the old-fashioned way. Zommers, you pick up the phone line and get their answers, and then Zommers will relay it to me and to us from the producer booth live over the phone lines. This is great. This is back to 1987 radio. Actually, in 87, our phones worked. What's worse, Johnsonville brats, Clemensville brats, or the phone's not working? I love it. I love live radio when things happen. Gary in Madison on WMDX writes, no brats, please and thank you. He's anti-brat. He's anti-bratite. All right, so there we go. This is fantastic. Now, this is somebody who really knows what's going on. We have a caller here, I believe, Ron. No, not Ron. I'm going to go to Chad. Chad in Stoughton, listening on WMDX. Chad says, Mr. Baseball's Usinger brats are the best. Not a fan of Clemens flavor. Johnsonville suffers from shrinkflation. And no longer hangs off the bun. The monster truck of brats. The bigger the truck, the smaller the brat. From Chad in Stoughton. That was the best text of the day.
Now,
Chad brings up Bob Uecker, Mr. Baseball. So Zommers dug this up over the break. One of the great Uecker commercials in Usinger's history.
The Usinger All-Stars.
Here's the pitch from Ito Chirico, and it's a ball outside. I think Fritzy may have seen enough. He's walking out to the mound and calling to the bullpen. Let's see who he wants. I tell you, somebody's got a nice grill full of Usinger's brats down there. Wait a minute. It looks like he's calling for the brats. Yep, I tell you, any time is a great time for Usinger sausage. Hey, buddy, throw one of those up here. Always was a great receiver.
It just makes me happy whenever I hear Uecker's voice.
And, as it should.
And those iconic Usinger's brats commercials. All right, let's wrap this up here. Matt, one of our great UPS drivers in Richland Center, listening to WRCE News from the Center. I was just there this weekend. Saying both are garbage. Wow. Compared to what your local grocery store and meat locker stuffs in their houses. So, all right, fair enough, Matt. And my sister, by the way, texts back in on Facebook on WCFW, the Tap in Eau Claire, says our local Rump's Meat Market and Butcher in Altoona has some of the most amazing cheddar verst. We ate there last weekend. That's where I plan to go now. So there you go. Go to Rump's Meat Market. I've been to Rump's. I've been to Rump's in Altoona. That's a great place.
Mike from Spring Green, who, again, sorry we couldn't hear you on the radio. Yes. Hopefully the phone lines are working now. We'll see. But he was saying that he thinks Clemens tastes worse, but he doesn't like Johnsonville because of the Republican donations.
Ah, all right.
But that he recommends Miesfeld's, which is a meat locker in Sheboygan.
Wow. All right. Miesfeld's in Sheboygan. Mark in Prairie, Texas, I've started to put Wisconsin-made physiology Kimchi.
Kimchi.
Or kimchi. All right. Oh, my brats. All right. Tom in Hartford listening on WMDX in Milwaukee. Pardon me. WAUK in Milwaukee says Usinger's is the best. Zomers, Johnsonville, or Clements, what's worse?
I don't know if I've had Clements brats.
Really?
So I'm not qualified to say.
I would just say I've had both. Now, I don't know. I like this whole thing about Johnsonville. I didn't know about the change of the recipes because I haven't had one since probably early summer. I think they still serve Usinger's at AmFam Field, right?
Oh, if they do, then I have had one. And
no, Usinger's is what they. I think I've had a couple of brats this year at AmFam. So, I guess just to answer the question, I would say Clements are worse because I'm a big Johnsonville fan, but I haven't had one in a while, and now I'm told the recipe has changed.
Yeah,
so maybe I'll just default to Usinger's as well.
That might be a good
move. I've had Usinger's at the ballpark.
Yeah, those are always good.
All right, well that was you never know. People, you think, well, no, it's something political. No. The people have the strongest feelings on brats.
On food. People like food.
They love food.
I'm people. I like food.
Right. I like people and I like food and I like public education, and it's 45 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Let's try this. According to the Wisconsin State Journal last week, a story by Sabine Martin. I apologize. I'm not sure how that person pronounces their name. Headline, Jay Rothman discusses the future of the remaining branch campuses. Now, those of you who are regular listeners know I grew up at Richland Center, an alum of UW Richland, the two-year school there, then transferred to Platteville. Big believer, my grandmother was the first female dean in the state of Wisconsin at UW Richland, not while I was there, but prior to that. And in 2018, former President Ray Cross, because he didn't like Kathy Sandeen's plan, the last chancellor of the 2 years, and maybe had to do something with the fact she was a woman. I don't know. Seems kind of weird to me. But he didn't want her plan. Very well thought out plan, by the way. She's been on this program, Kathy Sandeen. And so Ray Cross said, look, the 2 years are going back to the 4 years. You're going to sink or swim. Direct quote from those who were in the room. And it has not worked out so well. And then you had Tommy Thompson as interim president during the pandemic. He got accolades how he handled the pandemic, and he really wasn't there long enough to really address this two-year issue. He did, Tommy Thompson, by the way, while he was interim president of System. He actually went to UW Richland and listened, but he goes, look, I'm on my way out. I wanted to stay. Board of Regents didn't want me to, so it's going to be the next person's responsibility. So the Board of Regents, the majority of whom have been appointed by Democratic Governor Tony Evers, they decided to go outside of education and hire an attorney. What could possibly go wrong? Let's hire a big old named attorney, the head of Foley and Lardner, and he'll run our education here in Wisconsin. Well, what do high-priced lawyers do at big firms? They cut. They're very non-emotional. And so the Board of Regents brought this guy apparently to cut, and now we're seeing the closure of half of our two-year branch campuses. The latest last week was UW-Baraboo in Sauk County, just below Wisconsin Dells. So the State Journal said he won't come on this program. We've invited him, Jay Rothman. He's cloistered on the seventh. You know who would make a good pair? Jay Rothman and Dr. Jill Underly. Neither one of them want to come and do interviews or face the media or face the public. Maybe that's it. Maybe Zomers and I for this Halloween will go as Jay Rothman and Jill Underly.
Maybe. Who's who, though?
Oh, I want to be Underly. Maybe that's the Halloween costume this year. Anyway, Rothman stays sequestered, and they handle him just like a politician. They bring him out to quote-unquote town halls, but only invited people are here. We'll tell you what Jay Rothman is saying now about the future of the remaining two-year campuses. The guy needs a brat is what he needs. Come on back. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Businesses across the state counting on $1.5 billion in federal funding are finding out it's not coming. The money had been approved to help pay for energy-saving projects, solar and wind development, technology innovation, and more. The Department of Energy is now reportedly canceling those awards. One group that is getting a boost in federal funding, AI data center developers. The new federal budget lets tech companies claim more upfront tax breaks on data center equipment, facilities, and production lines, and it appears to be working. Microsoft recently announced what it calls the world's most powerful AI data center planned for Mount Pleasant, but environmental groups warn unfettered AI development could cause lasting harm to our natural resources. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
We were in the bottom 10 states for creating jobs and for entrepreneurial activity.
Is Representative Tom Tiffany right? Does Wisconsin rank among the bottom 10 states in job creation and entrepreneurship? Yes, although not in every business climate ranking. National Business Capital, a business lender, ranked Wisconsin 42nd for starting a business, while Simplify LLC, a publication serving startups, ranked it 43rd. But WalletHub and U.S. News ranked Wisconsin's business climate in the mid-30s, and CNBC and a poll of CEOs both ranked it 21st. From 2018 to 2025, Wisconsin added 63,300 jobs, ranking 40th nationally, according to the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2030. At the recombobulation area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the recombobulation area. As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Little Lady Gaga for you with a message. You're not going to reach our telephone. Nicely done, Zommers. On the board, it is 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock. Stay tuned. ABC and CBS News follows this program. Weather check. Our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, with that big Packer victory over former quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Matt LaFleur, Jordan Love, Kraft and the crew get a big win over the Steelers, 35-25. Clemens, Love, the update on that. I wonder if Mike Clemens is related to the Clemens Bratz people.
Oh, it's spelled differently, so probably not.
Probably not. And then you got another great edition of the Maggie Dawn Show from 4 until 6, and Pete Schwabinator from 6 until 8 with Nightlight. All right, I think we should start a new segment, Zommers, called Here's What We Didn't Get To Today. Here's What We Did Not Get To Today. Comments from Luke Fickell, head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers, lost again over the weekend, this time to Oregon. Played slightly better, but still another loss. And also, to bury the headline, Donald Trump talking openly over the weekend on Air Force One that he's not ruling out a third term, even though the Constitution prevents him from doing so. So there's that.
mean, that's 17 seconds. You want to hear it?
No, I don't. Actually,
fair
I
enough.
Don't.
Totally fair.
Because I want to get to this other stuff. So I want to finish up this story. We're finishing up here on the Wisconsin State Journal. An article by Sabine Martin at Wisconsin State Journal. Jay Rothman, head of the UW System Campuses. And it's a fine interview, but at the end of the day, it doesn't really say anything, which is not new for Jay Rothman. The article says since 2023, 8 of 13 branch campuses have closed, are closing, or are making significant structural changes to adapt to shrinking enrollment. Quote, I'm not in a position to offer guarantees because, again, we have to be looking at and encouraging or ensuring that we are managing and being good stewards of the resources we have and ensuring that those branch campuses are financially viable, unquote, from Jay Rothman. He's a song and dance man. Jay Rothman is the vaudeville performer of the Wisconsin government, quasi-government entities in this state. This after UW-Platteville shut down the branch campus of Baraboo just below Wisconsin Dells in Sauk County a week ago Friday. In September, UW-Stevens Point at Wausau announced that it's relocating to North Central Technical College beginning next fall. In 2023, Rothman told chancellors to audit the viability of their branch campuses. Again, we talked about this on the other side. He keeps going back to enrollment, and he keeps using the excuse that these campuses, these 2 years, are being shut down by enrollment, Jay Rothman is. But what he and his minions will not answer, as I've talked about before in this program, is nobody wants to answer, not Jay Rothman, not anybody on the 17th floor of Van Nuys, not... You have Rothman and Evers and all the Republicans jointly hiding behind this facade of, well, the numbers are down. It doesn't add up. All of them are guilty. And this is some kind of an unholy, spooky cabal by both Republicans and Democrats and an attack on higher public education in this state. So spare me, Jay Rothman, yet another facade of the truth so that you could go in and play lawyer from the 17th floor and attack higher education in this state. Got that off my chest. Halloween economics. Here's where we're going to end. Americans spend an average of $296 for Halloween this year. Here's how it all adds up. The average American spends, how much do you think, Zomers, for Halloween candy to give away at the door?
Candy? $20.
That would be low. 58, nearly 60 bucks for candy, the average household. If you have children, how much are you spending in the costume?
Like per child? Yeah. I'm going to say 50.
56, very close. The adult costume?
I'm going to go with 75.
High. 48. So they're okay, spending more of their kids.
I'm glad
themselves.
To hear that. I'm glad to hear that.
Home and yard decorations, 52 on average, and parties and entertainment, 51. Nationwide, Halloween or Halloween spending this year, $13 billion with a B.
Wow.
It's become like the second largest holiday after Christmas. Quiz question. What's the most popular trick-or-treat candy, Zomers?
I'm going to guess Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Give yourself a ding on the old sound there. Well done. Here we go. Sorry. That was my fault. I didn't give him a heads up on that. Yes, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the number one answer on the board.
I just figured because they have so many holiday variations and so many commercials.
Yeah. And by the way,
and because they're good,
Miss Linda in Richland Center is giving away Reese's Peanut Butter Cups this year. And that's despite steep increases in the price of chocolate candy in the last year. Oh, and here's a final reason why Halloween spending keeps rising. Pet costumes. That's right, pet costumes. Oh. The average spending on a pet costume for Halloween, $33.
I was going to guess higher than kids.
So that Fido and Fluffy can look like something else for Halloween.
And be really mad at you for a while.
All right, great show today. Many thanks to Jane, Matt, and Aaron. Join her and Greg tomorrow morning from 9 until 11. I'll be with them as well. Many thanks to Aaron Zommers, all you for listening. Maggie Dawn is next. Stay tuned for that. Come on back tomorrow. We'll see you then. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. See you tomorrow.
We're a civic media station.
540 WAUK, Jackson, Milwaukee.
CBS News Brief. One of the most powerful hurricanes to ever hit Jamaica will be arriving overnight and into the early hours tomorrow.
It's concerning. It's a dire situation there. And we're looking at conditions continuing to deteriorate through the rest of the today into tonight.
Meteorologist Grant Gilmore, forecasters say the storm could be catastrophic. Hurricane Melissa is a Category 5 storm. Day 27 of the government shutdown, and Nicole Killian reports it's hitting many Americans.
Look, I think a lot of folks out there are feeling the pain from this shutdown, whether it is people who may not get those SNAP benefits next month, workers who continue to be furloughed without pay, those who are continuing to show up for their jobs without pay. So it's a difficult situation all around, and it certainly is taking an economic toll.
Air traffic controllers will miss their first full paychecks tomorrow. On Wall Street, stocks finished high. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
This report on